My Spirit Radio. Radio to open your mind, empower your body, and enrich your soul.
Wellbeing for Women is brought to you in association with Flower Scents, the healing power of flower essences from around the world. Call 01-494-671-775 or visit the website www.flowerscents.co.uk. Wellbeing for Women with Sarah Turner.
Welcome to Wellbeing for Women on My Spirit Radio. My name is Sarah Turner. This month on Wellbeing for Women, we're looking at the role of complementary health if you've been diagnosed with cancer. The world of complementary health has much to offer, its strength lying in the fact that it embraces the whole person. Being diagnosed with cancer is a shocking and terrifying experience, and exploring ways to help ourselves can not only minimize the side effects of orthodox treatment, helping us to recover more quickly, but it can also help us look inside ourselves for healing. My guests this month are all experts who specialize in treating cancer, and I'll be talking to two people who survived cancer. I'll be talking to Reiki masters Andy Chrysostomou and Dawn Mellership, Claudia Thompson, a moon astrologer and founder of moonsurfing.com, who'll be discussing the emotions of cancer, and Bernadette Bohan, author of The Choice, a book which she wrote having recovered fully from two diagnoses of cancer. I'm delighted to welcome my first guests onto Wellbeing for Women this month, Andy Chrysostomou and Dawn Mellership. Now, Andy and Dawn are both Reiki master teachers, and between them they have 10 years' experience of practicing and teaching Reiki to hundreds of students. They've developed a method for working with clients suffering from cancer, using Reiki primarily, along with teaching the client to use visualization, intention, and positive affirmations to empower them. In addition, they look at lifestyle issues with the client to see where improvements can be made to maximize the chances of recovery from the cancer. They've taught Reiki to Marie Curie cancer hospice nurses and other therapists. They've also developed a mini Reiki course that they teach to cancer patients to help them to work on themselves throughout their cancer and beyond. Welcome to the show, both of you.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you very much for coming on and talking about such an important subject. How can Reiki help somebody who's been diagnosed with cancer?
Well, Reiki benefits people with cancer in a number of ways. The first thing I need to say, though, is we can't actually promise to cure someone with cancer with Reiki, although we do our best to reduce the size of the tumour. How effective it is depends on a number of factors. The primary benefit of Reiki is actually working the tumour directly. When Reiki is used in an active way, you can actually channel energy at a precise frequency that will have a direct impact on the tumour and help it to reduce in size.
Mm-hmm.
The secondary benefits of Reiki with a patient with cancer are the emotional and spiritual ones too. We find that people who are diagnosed with cancer go through an awful lot of emotions like fear, frustration, anger, resentment, bitterness, sadness. And with Reiki, you can actually work on those emotions as well, which helps them to become a lot more positive and a lot more confident, and they can actually help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The benefits in a physical way are to work on any of the symptoms of the cancer and the treatments that they have. Usually with chemotherapy and radiotherapy, patients go through a number of symptoms such as aches and pains, tiredness, nausea. And with Reiki, you can actually help them to deal with the symptoms more effectively.
So you can actually minimise the side effects.
Yes,
yes,
it does help the side effects in quite an incredible way. But the primary way, as I said, is to work on the tumour and try to make it smaller.
Yes. So what does Reiki offer that orthodox care doesn't? I mean, how would you kind of suggest to somebody that it would be really beneficial?
Reiki offers a lot more of a holistic approach than orthodox care does. And it actually doesn't have any unwanted side effects, as some conventional medicines do. Reiki not only has a powerful effect on the tumour, but it actually helps the individual on an emotional and spiritual level. Suffering from cancer can actually, as everybody knows, be a very traumatic experience, both physically and emotionally. And conventional medicine doesn't always cater for this.
No.
It's really important for people with cancer to try and stay really positive and to actually to believe that they can get better and this belief promotes the body's own healing responses. We also treat the cancer patients on an emotional level, healing their emotional traumas from the past and the present. And we also give them extra tools to enable them to heal, such as intention and visualization. There was actually a study in America by Dr. Glenn Rain, who's a medical researcher, and he found that by using intention and visualization on cancer cells, it gave a 38% inhibition in their growth in cells and in petri dishes. And we actually apply this technique to our cancer clients, using it when we're healing. And we actually teach the clients intention and visualization.
What do you actually mean by intention when you say you teach people?
What we actually mean is that during, it's a bit like positive affirmations, uh-huh. really. So during the actual treatment, while we're actually treating them with Reiki, we might use the affirmation that the cancer cells are returning to their natural and harmonious state of being,
okay.
which is one that's been found to be really effective.
Yes.
And we also teach the cancer clients to use these kind of intentions on themselves to actually help the cancer for themselves. The other aspect is with Reiki is that we give the client a lot more time than they generally get with conventional medicine practitioners. We're a lot more personable and an affable approach, and that helps with the healing response as well. Because sometimes conventional medicine, if it's a bit cold, can be a bit clinical and alienating.
Yes. So if there are people listening today who have been diagnosed with cancer, I believe you give lifestyle advice as well.
Yeah, we do. It's really important to give lifestyle advice and to treat the person as a whole. The physical, emotional and spiritual bodies are all interconnected, and so what affects one will always affect the other bodies as well. When someone has cancer, it's a complete lifestyle issue. So what we actually do is we treat any emotional traumas, as I mentioned before, that
yes.
may be exacerbating the cancer, because we actually believe that emotional traumas are a high-frequency energy that reside in the aura. And over a period of time, these traumas drop in frequency and get drawn into the body. And if it's not dealt with, this can have a physical effect on the body. And we actually believe that eventually this can manifest as an illness. And we believe that if you don't deal with those emotional traumas that have some link to the illness, whether it's cancer or any other illness, the cancer could potentially return.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. And it's I think it's nice to see it in its larger picture as well.
Yeah, it's really important. I mean, the whole lifestyle's important as well. We also encourage them to assess, you know, their entire lifestyle and look if there's any aspects of their lifestyle that could be contributing to the cancer, you know, whether it's chemicals in their products that they're using or household products, cosmetics, looking at their diet, looking at the way they cook their foods, whether they drink alcohol or smoke, if they live with a smoker, stress, late nights. They have to consider all these things and change aspects of their lifestyle mm-hmm. to actually help them to deal with the cancer mm-hmm. and to hopefully get over it.
So what would be some practical advice that you could give to people so that they can actually help themselves? Now, you've mentioned a number of things there, but how else can people help themselves?
Well, what we do is we actually encourage them to use their visualization intention techniques every day for themselves.
Yes.
And we actually give them like a plan where they follow every day, which is quite empowering. I think it's important for people with cancer to feel they're in control of their life. We find that when someone's diagnosed with cancer, they can feel like they're in a conveyor belt and they've got no control of what's happening to them. So what we try and do is try and empower them by giving them the tools to help themselves, which makes them feel more positive and actually changes their mindset from being passive to being active in their healing, which then mm-hmm. has a knock-on effect on the physical body mm-hmm. to get the body to start reacting to fight the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we do is we do a short 4-hour mini Reiki course that we teach to people with cancer and their close families, which is the first tool we give them, so they can then go off and treat themselves every day. Then we teach them the intention techniques, but also basically we teach them the intention that the cancer cells return to a natural and normal harmonious state of being, and they repeat it to themselves on a regular basis for about half an hour at a time. Then we teach them the visualization technique, and how that works is each individual will need to have an image of the cancer cells as something dark and negative, and then have the image of a cancer cure. That's something very white and very bright and very positive. And their visualization is the cancer cure attacking the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And the common examples people have used with us are things like the cancer cells are very dark, dirty little black fishes, and the cancer cure, our beautiful white dolphins, they come along and eat the cancer cells. And they will play this in their mind constantly for like an hour at a time, which has the effect of stimulating the body's own healing responses.
Mm-hmm.
So we teach them those kind of techniques, and we teach them to use positive affirmations, which are really helpful as well, which again changes the state of mind to the more positive healing approach.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing we look at is nutrition. Diet is so important for cancer. There are lots of books and lots of research been done into nutrition and cancer, and we encourage patients to go off and do their own research, look on the internet, go and see a nutritionist and find out for themselves how they can help themselves with the diet.
Mm. Now, you're based in London, is that right?
Yes, we are.
Yes.
North London.
Okay, so if people are listening that aren't based in London, is it possible to access a similar thing to you do in other places?
Unfortunately, Reiki is practiced in different ways by different practitioners, and not every practitioner will know how to work with cancer. It's quite a specialist field,
yes.
Unfortunately. But what we are going to do shortly is create a fact sheet on our website that people can look at, which gives them the information. And hopefully we will try and find some of our students that we taught Reiki that are around the country and put their names on there.
Yes, because you, as I mentioned in the introduction, you've taught Reiki to Marie Curie Cancer
Hospice.
Yeah,
that
hospice.
Was actually really, really fantastic. We really enjoyed that. We talked to a couple of hospices now, cancer hospices, and they were really, really fascinated to learn about how we work with cancer,
so
and they're applying it.
Passing
to
on these techniques to other people so it can become more widespread.
Yeah, that's what we want to do. What we want to see is a professional body of Reiki practitioners that are able to practice Reiki for cancer patients in a clinical environment.
Yes.
And that's our ultimate goal, is to teach as many nurses and therapists as possible who work with cancer patients how to actually work effectively with Reiki to treat cancer.
Mm-hmm. So putting out a call right now.
Yeah.
To people to come, maybe you'd be the people that can help other therapists to specialise or, you know...
Well, we're actually quite happy to travel around the country to teach hospices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had an inquiry from a hospice in Yorkshire a while ago, but they haven't actually got back to us yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we offer to travel up to Yorkshire and just teach the nursing staff there.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually do. I mean, when we teach hospice staff, we only basically charge to cover the cost of our printing and of our travelling.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very small fee for them to actually learn the course,
because mm-hmm.
we're really keen, like Andy said, for nurses, therapists and other kind of practitioners
mm-hmm.
To be able to effectively use Reiki for people with cancer.
Yes, excellent. Well, you're doing wonderful work.
Thank you.
So tell everybody your website so they can go and have a look.
We actually have two websites. One's at www.active, which is ACTIV-energy.com, and we have one at www.thehealingco.com. If anyone wants to telephone us, our number is 0208-367-9158. I also have a book coming out at the end of April and another one at the end of May. And these books are both about personal, emotional, and spiritual growth. So they may help cancer sufferers with that side of things, with their mm-hmm. emotional and spiritual well-being.
Yes.
I don't have an exact publishing date as of yet, but if any listeners would like more information and to be sent an email when the books are published, they can email me at dawn@active-energy.com.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay, well, thank you both very much for giving of your time today and sharing of your expertise.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. You're listening to Wellbeing for Women on My Spirit Radio. We're going for a break now. After the break, we'll be talking to Helen Gunson, who's the head of therapy at Pennybron Cancer Care, and to Dr. Penny Hood, who is a former service user of Pennybron Cancer Care.
Wellbeing for Women is brought to you in association with Flower Scents, the healing power of flower essences from around the world. Call 01-494-671-775 or visit the website www.flowerscents.co.uk. You're listening to MySpiritRadio.com.
Kindness is for all times, in all situations, not just when it suits you. Audrey Landrum.
When we're in a state of fear, our body contracts. We literally withdraw into ourselves. Chronic fear at best limits our ability to fully participate in life, and at worst, locks us into a prison of our own making. We need to own our fears, for ultimately no one else can make us fearful. The opposite of that separation instilled by fear is love. And such love isn't soft, and it doesn't collude with or compromise fear-based actions. But it does have compassion and kindness, and seeks our understanding of those who perpetrate them. So let's become the compassionate love, the kindness we wish to experience for ourselves in the world.